That moment has to be magic, isn't there?
Oh, it's unbelievable. Like, it's, you know, we've had an amazing couple of things happen to us this year, all around the community. But something like that there in the changing rooms just makes it all worthwhile. Like, it's the changing room, it's the coming home to the club. It's all those small things that are really meaningful. You know, the football's football and it's great. Mm-hmm. And, like, my life's passion is football, but those things there, the aftermath of it is just, and what it brings to everybody's is the reward, you know, just to move them in.
I interviewed Eunan Boylan outside and he made a comment this morning. The bus left, the road was lined with people.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was a huge moment for you.
It's very, very hard to keep your emotions in check with the amount of stuff that's going on, I would say. We tried to get a lot of stuff done last week and make sure this week was all about football. But stuff like that this morning, you know, you're biting your lip.
That's what the community is,
that's
I suppose.
Look, and hey, today was about football, but like you see in our club, like on Thursday night in our club, we had 40 people in playing cards in the community. On Friday, we had 180 older people in our club in for Christmas dinner. On Saturday, we won an Ulster score. And then today, we won an Ulster title. Like, it's not just the football. Like, I'm a massive football fan, but what we've done week in, week out for the people of our community is just unbelievable. And that's all the committee's doing, you know. So
finally, for me, the game, 4-0 down, 3 up at half time,
yeah,
in a really good place. Then you needed Willie John for an hour breaking ball. There was so much in the game, Michael.
100%. Look, there was we were poor in the first 12 minutes, so we were. Right, Ham is. We were poor in the first 12 minutes, but we were. It was our own fault. We kept giving them the ball and giving the ball away easily, and then we got on top of that, and then felt our way into the game. Ryan Rickles' goal was huge at the time, got us into the game, and then we never really looked back after it. I thought we were outstanding after the first 15 minutes, so we were. You know, so.
And the three goals then, the two second half goals gave you the gap that you ended up needing.
I know Skinner got one. Who got the last? I don't
know.
Neil Michael, yeah. Palmed it in. Like, Neil was outstanding. Like, but we had performers all over the pitch, you know. Like, so, believe it or not, we brought Willie John on to one break ball. He was only on the pitch for 2 minutes, won one ball, and we get a goal from him. Like, that's just, it's unbelievable. And like, there's plenty of days you make decisions as a manager and they don't work out at all. But these things just happen, you know. Sometimes it's for you and sometimes it's not. So we're delighted to be on the right side of it. So.